You know, like I know, like when you go to the market everywhere, what are some of the words that you see? You know, people always talk about blessing. Everybody wants blessing. You know, I live with my brother and my sister-in-law. Both of them are not yet Christians, but every New Year, you know what did they do? They change those fai chun, I don't know what they call those blessing word, you know, paper on the wall, and one of them is the blessing, you know, to bless, hope that this coming year will be blessing coming into the family. So I would like to ask each one of you right now. So what would you say if I ask you what is the greatest blessing in your life? What is the greatest blessing in your life? Okay, share with one another, people behind you, beside you. Let's give a few minutes. Each one of you, share with one another, okay? What is a blessing in your life? So everybody have a chance to share, not just one person, okay? So you have a chance to share with one another. So I'm going to share with you about one of the family that come from Vietnam. And now we're going to hear about what is the greatest blessings to them. So that was many, many years ago in 1979. So at that time, I think many of you were not born yet. But, you know, during those time, a lot of refugees from Vietnam coming over to Canada and also to different parts of the world. So God brought this family. This is a boat, the sailboat that they escaped. It's a sailboat that inside there sat over 48 people underneath. So you cannot lie down. You have to do it like this, you know. So they part in Hong Kong, one of the harbor there. So the government of Hong Kong took over all the Vietnamese into the refugee camp. So in 1979, the family came over to Canada. So how did they come over to Canada? So they were sponsored by a church in Coquitlam. So some of you have known this church. It's called Blue Mountain Baptist Church. Last year, they celebrate 50 years together in the community. But 36 years ago, the church responded to God's call. So they sponsored this family with a mother and two teenager daughters into their church family. So they taught them English and helped them to settle a new life in Canada. But most importantly, they shared with them the life-changing gospel to them. So the mother and two daughters, and one by one, came to believe in Jesus. Especially the mother, who was a very, very, rejected Christianity. But after coming to Canada, and she became a very committed believer. So the whole family became know the Lord Jesus. And one of her daughters became a missionary to Cambodia today. Why? Because we all share the blessing of Jesus Christ to the nation. And our God is amazing God. And he called us not only to come to receive Jesus into our lives, to receive blessing, okay? And also God, he called us to go and share the new life with others. we blessed to be a blessing to others, to make a difference to the lives of other people. In Genesis chapter 12, and this is, I suppose many of you have known this passage really well. I hope that today you'll learn something new from the Word of God. God's call to Abraham. Actually, there is, at that time, he hasn't called Abraham yet. It's called Abraham. Okay, let's read the verse one together. Now, this passage is a very important passage to God's children from generation to generation, because this is the first time in the Bible recorded that God spoke to people, especially to Abraham directly. And God called Abraham to so that he will be a blessing to others. So God told Abraham to do one thing. What did he ask him to do? He had to leave the country, his people, and go to the place that God called him. So leave Canada, so that's the country, and leave Vancouver, and all your family and friends. That's why we say the word about that passage, okay? Leave your country, leave Vancouver, leave all your family and friends. Now, it's not very difficult for you today to do that. You know, within 24 hours, everybody can go to, by plane, you can go to another country, right? And then, if you don't see each other, no problem. Right now, your friend's going to ding ding, he's going to, yeah, I'm in an Italian restaurant right now, I'm eating. You see, the kind of delicious food I'm eating, you see it right away, right? You don't miss that. Oh yeah, you know, you go away from a few years, it's fine. It's not too difficult. You Skype, you WhatsApp, and you know, so you can keep contact with one another. But in Abraham's time, and definitely it's not easy, because God called Abraham to leave his comfort zone. It's a place that he used to, a place that he can be in control of everything that he needs to do. Where did he need to go? I don't know. God didn't say, you go where? No, God just gave him a direction. Go to the land I show you. Doesn't know where. But you know what? From a human perspective, it's very difficult to understand, because it doesn't make sense, right? If I want you to drive, where are you going? I don't know. You know, that is hard. But God said that to Abraham, that God, I want you to go a place that I show you. Now, the important point here is not where to go, but who called you to go? Do you get that, brothers and sisters? It's not where you go, but who call you to go? Who go with you? Is it true? Yes. I remember that if the one that who call you, if he's the mighty God and he call you to go, you can be at ease and you can be at peace, because God is with you and he will take care of you. I remember that someone asked me when I came back from Cambodia, where I served for 4.5 years. And people said that, wow, you serve with the people among the urban poor people, and the environment and people there was so complicated and it was very dangerous. You know, aren't you scared? You know what I tell them? And I truly experienced what Abraham, God has said to him. You know, it's not where you go, but who call you to go. When I face difficulty, when I wanted to give up, when I want to, I miss my friends. But you know what? God is with me, because God called me to go. And you know what? God give you the joy. You know, some of you, you're looking for work and you don't know where you're going to find a job. You don't know what to do. But you know what? If you follow what God wants you to do, and God is going to take you there, and you don't have to be worried. I think last week when I had a prayer meeting, I really appreciate him more. You know, he shared with me one thing. He didn't realize it, but what he said was very important. you know, sometimes when we pray to God. And we pray, our faith is not very strong and very big. We just pray, oh God, you bless it and bless that. And you don't even have that great faith in Him. But you know what? He said that when you have great faith in Him and what you pray, and God is going to accomplish. Wow, you know, after He said that, He didn't know that. Wow, I said, wow, that was really wise. Okay, we praise God for what He has seen. You know, sometimes when we pray to God, we don't have that great faith in Him. We just pray, yeah, we do that. But, you know, our God is a big God, you know, for being human. You know, we have a lot of weaknesses, you know. And one of the weaknesses, we just don't want to leave the people we love, we have comfortable with. And this is our weakness. And this is normal, right? For us, we think like that. But God wants us to know, brothers and sisters, look further. Don't just be comfortable with where you are. Don't just be comfortable with friends you know. God is going to bless you, not only in the church, in your family, in your workplace, and also, and God can use you, and outside of that comfort zone. We're going to find out from more later. Okay? So it's not, the important point is not where to go, but who called you to go. I would like to ask you to pay attention one word in the verse here. The word leave. Okay, leave. It means in Hebrew that means to go forth for you. To go forth for you. Okay, so in here, this is a word that is an imperative verb. And that means the verb to give order, to give commands. And why it is important. To leave means to go forth for you. So that means, implies, Abraham, he goes, and not only that, he goes, and not only, nobody can replace him. Okay, so he goes, and nobody can replace him. So that is what it means, the first meaning. And secondly, and go forth for you, implies, Abraham, through the action of leaving, and he will find his true self. He will find his true identity. Let me explain a bit more. When Abraham obeyed God, has he went forth and found his value and identity and true self. And you know, every one of us, brother and sister, every child of God, and when you and I are walk on God's way, and your life, I tell you, will become most valuable. And when you accomplish God's call and mission for you, and your life will show the greatest usefulness. And that will be the time and you find your true self and identity. Last year, February, Global News Canada, they interviewed a lady named Marie Anne. So they gave her name, Everyday Hero. Because Marie Anne dedicates her life to Cambodia's orphans. And so this happened when Marie was 66 years old. 66 years old. And she was born in Saskatchewan. When you are 66, I don't think we have anybody here 66 yet. Wow. See? Everybody of us is, everyone here is young. So at 66, that's the age you're supposed to be retired. Enjoy your life. But Marie Anne doesn't want you to stop there. And he said, God, if you want to use me, use me. So one day, when she was listening to the news, and during the in year of 2000, and at that time, there was, because of so many people have AIDS, especially among the men. But because they didn't know how to take care of that, so they spread it to the woman, to spread it to the wife and the kids. So at that time, that was so bad in Cambodia. So Mary Ann, he heard the news, and he said, we should do something about it. I'm going to do something about it. So what happened? So by that time, he left the place that she had lived for 66 years. At 66. And went to Cambodia to start a place called the Place of Rescue. A place to help the AIDS people. So especially many of the men, when they pass away, and also the women pass away, so they left the children. So they have to take care of them. And Marie Ann have raised up hundreds and hundreds of workers and people from North America, and also to take care and to support and many of the children today. They're still alive. And Mary Ann believed that God bless us, even people who have AIDS, and they want them to know that, because even people who have AIDS, they did wrong thing in the eyes of God. But God would like them to return. And God want them to return to give them the dignity even before they pass away. I had an opportunity to meet her when I was in Cambodia. And the place that she worked in, it was before away from the capital city, an hour away. She was showing me around the houses and the people, the children. Wow, she walked and talked, and for over an hour, I was standing there. I was so tired. I wasn't 50 years old yet. But she was, at that time, she was almost 80. Today, she's 81 years old. 81 years old. When she learned the language, do you know how old she is? Age 66. So I'm 46 when I learned the language. That wasn't a bad thing, right? So you say, oh, Sabrina, you're learning a language. Oh, amazing. No, not at all. You know, 66 years old. And she speaks fluent in Khmer. Brothers and sisters, when you live, when you go forth, just like the verse said, for you, you know what? And you find the true identity. You find true value from God. So Marie Ann, she's still living in Cambodia now. Because of her life, God used her to bless many other people. So today, there are many, many houses are there. And to take care of the children, and many of them, they are still alive. Many of them are young people and playing guitar, and they learn English really well. And God extended their life. We don't know how long they're going to die. We're going to watch a video right now, a video clip, 2 minutes video clip, to see the impact and one person leave her comfort zone and how God blessed her. Okay, let's see that. So when you look at people's life today, when you look at Abraham's life, that was many thousand years ago, and it's the word of God is true. It's very true. But for us, as a human tendency, we tend to have little faith. We tend to comfortable with where we are. We don't want to change. Don't want to move. We want everything is under our control. We want to find a job that we like, and when I would like to have a kid. And some people, they plan and they don't still have a kid, and they want everything in control of their own. This is a human tendency. But God said, you live and you go forth, and God is going to bless your life. Let's see. How did God bless Abraham? What is the promise that God gave it to Abraham? Abraham, let's read the verses together, okay? I will make you. So God promised Abraham, first of all, God said, I will make you into a great nation. Not a small, but great nation. Not a small blessing, but great blessing. How did this sound to Abraham? The Bible didn't mention anything there, but in the, verse 11 of chapter 11, it mentioned that Sarai was barren and she had no children. According to Abraham, that was impossible. Maybe he was thinking, we don't know. But for us, if we look at that, how can he be a great nation? He doesn't even have a kid. That's impossible. That's impossible, right? So Abraham's life, his future was very dark. And his life was hopelessness because he will not have any descendant. But he had faith, just faith in the Lord, and he trusts God. And you know what? How many bless the word bless in these chapters here, in this passage here? How many times? 5 times. So in here, it mentioned that blessing here imply descendants will continue to carry on. And God promised him he's going to be a great nation. And God will bless him and bring the hope back to him. How about you? What is something that to you right now is impossible? If you put yourself down, your self-centered down, and let go and let God, and you know what happened? And your life will make a difference. And secondly, and God promised him, I will make your name great. Everybody wants to have a name great, right? According to our understanding, okay? We want to be famous, people know us. That is not what it means, okay? To have your name great, that means God said that, Abraham, you will respect, you will receive respect and honor. You will receive respect and honor. The Bible said God will honor those who serve him. Honor is not for men to seek after. Do you hear that? Honor is not for men to seek after, but rather God gives honors to men. Number 3, thirdly, God said that you will be a blessing. God blessed Abraham so that he will be a blessing to others. Now in here, to bless others is not only a promise, but also this is a command and also is a requirement. You will be a blessing, not only that you receive blessing and also this is a requirement for you to bless others. You receive blessing from the Lord. It's not just, I enjoy life. I enjoy my time to go for holiday and all thinking about is myself. What to wear, what to do, what to buy, what to do. No. God said the blessing for you is to bless others. This is a requirement. This is a command. It's just not, oh yeah, when I like to do it, I do it. No. You see that? To bless others. To live. If you want to be blessed. You live and then you will experience blessing from the Lord. Yeah, because you can become a blessing to others. So you must believe first and then you can be a blessing. You must obey God's call to go forth for you first in order to accomplish the second thing, to be blessed and bless others. So I encourage all of us today. The truth for being a blessing to others is not only a promise, and it is also a God's requirement for us to obey. First of all, you must let go of your self-centered and your security, the thing that you hold so tight. And God wants you to let go. Child, come to me. And I'm going to lead you so that you can become a blessing to others. And number 4, God said, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. In here, the meaning here, the Bible said, the Bible promises that who bless Abraham, and God will bless them. And also, many people who bless him, and those who curse him, not respect him or insult him, but God promised he will protect Abraham. when you read Genesis, and you can see that how God blessed his life. Even people that who come along and were trying to hurt him, but God protected him. Fifthly, lastly, and all peoples on the earth will bless through him. Through Abraham's obedience, the nations shall be blessed, and the blessing above what we can imagine. Not only we see that from the Bible, from Abraham, and also we can see from Mary Ann's life, and also many people that we don't even know. God's blessing to us is more than we can imagine. It's not out, it's out of our boundary. Now, you may have a question you probably ask. You probably ask, what does the blessing, what is God's call and promise to Abraham? What does it have to do with you and me today? God's call, God's promise to Abraham, what does this have to do with you and me today? Okay, so let's let's read this verse together. Let's read together. There's neither Jew nor Greek. So what did this have to do with you and me? Of course, there's something to do with you and me and with everybody in the world. Because in here, it said, if you belong to Christ, that means if you have received Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and that you belong to Abraham's seed. Because Jesus is under the descendants of Abraham. So, every one of us, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, through Jesus Christ, and we are all the spiritual descendants of Abraham. So that means all the blessings are coming to us. And of course, and this verse tells us, if we belong to Christ, and we not only receive the, has a spiritual descendants, and so we are the descendants in Christ, and also we receive the same calling as Abraham did. We are to bless others. We receive the same calling that God gave to Abraham or Abraham and to us. And that's why God blesses us. There's a purpose. Not just for you to enjoy your life on this world. Even though you are not retired yet, and you are not just waiting, you get retired and then go to heaven. That is not what God intended for you to do. Many of you, I have to change the word, the Chinese last name, because Pastor Paul told me that I write it wrong. So you can see my Chinese is very poor. Hudson Taylor, a man that 150 years ago, who received God's call to him, and to receive, to go to send the blessing to other people, to the land of China at that time. It was only 24 people responded the call to go. But you can imagine, 150 years ago, that was long, long, long time ago in China, that was everything, the condition was so poor, and it takes so many months and years to go. And it's not like today. But Hudson Taylor, he received, he obeyed to God's call. I called 24 people to go, and you know what happened today? This organization called OMF has over 1,600 workers serving in 30 East Asia countries. All these people, just like you and me, ordinary people, live, go forth for you to be living their comfort zone and using the gift that God gives to them and to serve others. So right now, this year, they celebrate 150 years. And God had raised men and women like you and me, and God used them to touch millions of people, not only in Canada, in Europe, and raising people from there, and go to East Asia to share. And Brother Hudson Taylor practiced the call to become a blessing to other people, to make Christ known among the nation. How about you, brothers and sisters, are you willing to practice the call to become a blessing to others? How do you do that? How do you bless others? After the service today, right now, I would like you to make one thing, okay? Every one of us, to do one thing that you can bless others when you leave this place today. Not just hear the word of God, put it here, put it in your heart, and then put it into action. Okay, look around. Okay, if God said that you have to bless others, when you are still in Canada, you better start to do that. If you don't do that, you're not going to go out to bless other people. Start where you are. God has sent the nation into our world. Are you blessing others, or are you blessing your life? May God help us to have that blessing others to be the purpose for our life. Think of one thing, okay? I would like you to pray with you right now. Think of one thing that how you can be a blessing to other people. Look at your colleagues, your friends, people don't know God yet. I would like to close with a story. I'm not sure whether I've shared with you before, but anyway, if I share a story, then listen one more time. But this is encouraging testimony. Everybody can hear at any time. A friend of mine, Ping, was she's working in Edmonton as a nurse. One day in her clinic, a lady came to her clinic, and she was so angry and mad. You can tell that she was not in a good mood at all. And she was so making a lot of noise. My friend, Ping, went out to said to her, "Can I give you a hug?" I just gave her a hug. And she embraced her, and she cried out so loud. And oh, the whole clinic was quiet. Didn't know what to respond. And she cried and cried maybe for a minute or so. And then she stopped. My friend said, "Can I pray with you?" Brothers and sisters, there are many people in the world, their lives are broken. And you know, and she cried and she cried, and then you know what? And she said to my friend, "And you know what? My son is dying. And that's why." She was crying. But today, brothers and sisters, each one of us have received a blessing from the Lord. And your life is to bless others. Let's pray. I would like to give you a few moments, and I would like you to pray to God alone. Think of your life. What is one of the actions that you can do to bless others when you leave the church today?